Take a look at their big house, bigger than they really needed. He got the dealers on his pickup when the dealer gave him a choice. And now he's lost his job on the build site, and he's struggling to feed his boys. And the red cedar grows, and the red cedar flows, and long after you're gone, it's outlasting you, Lord. Outlasting you, outlasting you, Lord. It's outlasting you. Well, his wife was his high school girl. They never left this town. It booms and buzzes, heaves and rusts, but they can't bear to go. And now they couldn't go if they wanted to. There ain't no work anywhere anymore. And the red cedar grows, the red cedar flows, long after you're gone. It's outlasting you, Lord. Outlasting you, outlasting you, Lord. It's outlasting you. And she's been serving food down at Bud's, you know, and she can't, he can't stand to see her working down there, where all the desperate men sit and drink. They all stare a little too long at her legs. Well, he sits home with the kids at night, hiding the worry on his face. The red cedar grows, the red cedar flows, and long after you're gone, it's outlasting you, Lord. Outlasting you, outlasting you, Lord. It's outlasting you. Kids are getting bigger, and they can't play outside like it used to be. You know exactly what's lurking out there. You can see it on the news every night. And the village that it takes to raise our kids, it's afraid to come outside. The red cedar grows, and the red cedar flows, and long after you're gone, it's outlasting you. Outlasting you. Outlasting you, Lord. It's outlasting you. And now Tuesday afternoons, they're the hardest time since the standstill. They piled up quite a few of them, over 20 years worth of not quite 3 o'clock. Time moves as fast as it ever did, and there ain't nothing you can do to slow it down. And the red cedar grows, and the red cedar flows, and long after you're gone, it's outlasting you, outlasting you, it's outlasting you, outlasting you.
Yeah.